3 foil-wrapped packets of concentrated rations, eating utensils, and a bottle for water. A gold disc 5 centimeters in diameter, 1.5 centimeters thick, that she puzzled over, frowning, and then set aside. A box, which she opened to find money. She let out an astonished breath when she realized how much, and looked over at me. I didn't move. I don't know what she had thought she would find, but she seemed not to have found it, whatever it was. She picked up the disc that had puzzled her and sat on a bench from which she had a clear view of both me and Savardin. Turning the disc over, she found the trigger. The sides fell away, opening like a flower, and the mechanism disgorged the icon. A person nearly naked, except for short trousers and tiny jewel and enamel flowers. The image smiled, serene. She had 4 arms. One hand held a ball, the other arm was encased in a cylindrical arm guard. Her other hands held a knife and a severed head, which dripped jeweled blood at her bare feet. The head smiled, the same smile of saintly, utter calm, as she did. Striegen. It had to be Striegen. Frowned. The icon had been unexpected. It had piqued her curiosity yet further. I opened my eyes. She tightened her grip on her gun, the gun I was now looking at as closely as I could. Now my eyes were fully open, now I could turn my head toward it. Striegen held the icon out, raised a steel-gray eyebrow. Relative? She asked in Rodchai. I kept my face pleasantly neutral. Not exactly, I said in her own language. I thought I knew what you were when you came, she said after a long silence, thankfully following my language switch. I thought I knew what you were doing here. Now I'm not so sure. She glanced at Savardin, to all appearances completely undisturbed by our talking. I think I know who he is. But who are you? What are you? Don't tell me Breck from the Gerentate. You're as Rodchai as that one. She gestured slightly toward Savardin with her elbow. I came here to buy something, I said, determined to keep from staring at the gun she held. He's incidental. Since we weren't speaking Rodchai, I had to take gender into account. Striegen's language required it. The society she lived in professed at the same time to believe gender was insignificant. Males and females dressed, spoke, acted indistinguishably. And yet no one I'd met had ever hesitated or guessed wrong. And they had invariably been offended when I did hesitate or guess wrong. I hadn't learned the trick of it. I'd been in Striegen's own apartment, seen her belongings, and still wasn't sure what forms to use with her now. Incidental? Asked Striegen, disbelieving. I couldn't blame her. I wouldn't have believed it myself except I knew it to be true. Striegen said nothing else, likely realizing that to say much more would be extremely foolish, if I was what she feared I was. Coincidence, I said. Glad on at least one count that we weren't speaking Rodchai, where the word implied significance. I found him unconscious. If I'd left him where he was, he'd have died. Striegen didn't believe that either, from the look she gave me. Why are you here? She laughed, short and bitter. Whether because I'd chosen the wrong gender for the pronoun or something else, I wasn't certain. I think that's my question to ask. She hadn't corrected my grammar, at least. I came to talk to you, to buy something. Savardin was ill. You weren't here. I'll pay you for what we've eaten, of course. She seemed to find that amusing for some reason. Why are you here? She asked. I'm alone, I said, answering her unspoken question. Except for him. I nodded at Savardin. My hand was still on my gun, and Striegan likely knew why I kept that hand so still under my coat. Savardin still feigned sleep. Striegan shook her head slightly, disbelieving. I'd have sworn you were a corpse soldier. An ancillary, she meant. When you arrived, I was certain of it. She'd been hiding nearby then, waiting for us to leave, and the entire place had been under her surveillance. She must have trusted her hiding place quite extravagantly. If I had been what she feared, staying anywhere near would have been extremely foolish. I would certainly have found her. But when you saw there was no one here, you wept. And him. She shrugged toward Savardin, slack and motionless on the pallet. Sit up, citizen, I said to Savardin in Radchai. You're not fooling anyone. Fuck off, she answered, and pulled a blanket over her head, then shoved it off again and rose, slightly shaky, and went into the sanitary facility and closed the door. I turned back to Striegan. That business with the flyer rental, was that you? She shrugged ruefully. He told me a couple of Radchai were coming out this way. Either he badly underestimated you, or you're even more dangerous than I thought. Which would be considerably dangerous. I'm used to being underestimated, and you didn't tell her, him, why you thought I was coming. Her gun hadn't wavered. Why are you here? You know why I'm here. A quick change in her expression instantly suppressed. I continued. Not to kill you. Killing you would defeat the purpose. She raised an eyebrow, tilted her head slightly. Would it? The fencing, the fainting frustrated me. I want the gun. What gun? Striegan would never be so foolish as to admit the thing existed, that she knew what gun I was talking about. But her pretended ignorance didn't convince. She knew. If she had what I thought she had, what I had gambled my life she had, further specificity would be unnecessary. She knew. Whether she would give it to me was another question. I'll pay you for it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The Garcetti did everything in fives. Five right actions, five principal sins, five zones times five regions. 25 representatives to surrender to the Lord of the Roch. For 3 seconds, Striegan was utterly still. Even her breathing seemed to have stopped. Then she spoke.
Gar said, is it? What does that have to do with me?
I'd never have guessed if you'd stayed where you were.
Gar said was 1,000 years ago, and very, very far away from here.
25 representatives to surrender to the Lord of the Roch, I repeated. And 24 guns recovered or otherwise accounted for. She blinked, drew in a breath.
Who are you?
Someone ran. Someone fled the system before the Radchai arrived. Maybe she was afraid the guns wouldn't work as advertised. Maybe she knew that even if they did, it wouldn't help.
On the contrary, no. Wasn't that the point? No one defies Anander Mianai.
She spoke bitterly.
Not if they want to live.
I said nothing. Striegan's hold on the gun didn't waver. Even so, she was in danger from me if I decided to harm her, and I thought she suspected that.
I don't know why you think I have this gun you're talking about. Why would I have it?
You collected antiques, curiosities. You already had a small collection of Gar Sedai artifacts. They'd made their way to Dras Anya station somehow. Others might do so as well. And then one day you disappeared. You took care you wouldn't be followed.
That's a very slight basis for such a large assumption.
So why this? I gestured carefully with my free hand, the other still under my coat holding my gun. You had a comfortable post on Dras Ania. Patience, plenty of money, associations and reputation. Now you're in the icy middle of nowhere giving first aid to bove herders.
Personal crisis,
she said, the words carefully, deliberately pronounced. Certainly, I agreed. You couldn't bring yourself to destroy it, or pass it on to someone who might not be wise enough to realize what a danger it presented. You knew, as soon as you realized what you had, that if Roch authorities ever even dreamed of half-imagining it existed, they would track you down and kill you and anyone else who might have seen it. While the Roch wanted everyone to remember what had happened to the Garcetti, they wanted no one to know just how the Garcetti had managed to do what they'd done. What no one had managed to do for 1,000 years before, or 1,000 years after. Destroy a Rodchai ship. Almost no one alive remembered. I knew, and any still extant ships that had been there. Anander Mienai certainly did. And Savardin, who had seen for herself what the Lord of the Roch wanted no one to think was possible. That invisible armor and gun. Those bullets that defeated Rodchai armor. And her ship's heat shield, so effortlessly. I want it, I told Striegen. I'll pay you for it. If I had such a thing, if... It's entirely possible no amount of money in the world would be sufficient. Anything is possible, I agreed. You're Rodchai and you're military. Was, I corrected, and when she scoffed, I added, If I still were, I wouldn't be here. Or if I were, you would already have given me whatever information I wanted, and you'd be dead. Get out of here. Striegen's voice was quiet but vehement. Take your stray with you. I'm not leaving until I have what I came for. There would be little point in doing so. You'll have to give it to me or shoot me with it. As much as admitting I still had armor, implying I was precisely what she feared, a Rodchai agent come to kill her and take the gun. Frightened of me as she must be, she couldn't avoid her own curiosity. Why do you want it so badly? I want, I told her, to kill Anander Mienai. What? The gun in her hand trembled, moved slightly aside, then steadied again. She leaned forward 3 millimeters and cocked her head as though she was certain she hadn't heard me correctly. I want to kill Anander Mienai, I repeated. Anander Mienai, she said bitterly, has thousands of bodies in hundreds of locations. You can't possibly kill him. Certainly not with one gun. I still want to try. You're insane. Or is that even possible? Aren't all Rodchai brainwashed? It was a common misconception. Only criminals or people who aren't functioning well are re-educated. Nobody really cares what you think, as long as you do what you're supposed to. She stared dubious. How do you define not functioning well? I made an indefinite, not my problem gesture with my free hand, though perhaps it was my problem. Perhaps that question did concern me now, insofar as it might very well concern Savardin. I'm going to take my hand out of my coat, I said, and then I'm going to go to sleep. Striegen said nothing, only twitched one gray eyebrow. If I found you, Anander Mienai certainly can, I said. We were speaking Striegen's language. What gender had she assigned to the Lord of the Roch? He hasn't yet, possibly, because he's currently preoccupied with other matters, and for reasons that ought to be clear to you, he's likely hesitant to delegate in this affair.